June 30th marks the two-year anniversary of the return of Issues Etc. And if you've enjoyed listening to Issues Etc., please consider making a special anniversary contribution. You can make a secure online donation at issuesetc.org. You can also make a special anniversary gift by check. Make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio and send it to LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Thanks for listening, and thanks for your support. All right, into the first hour on Friday, and time to pick Issues Etc. blog of the week. We read a lot of blogs, and when we do, we're always looking for the Issues Etc. widget. If your blog has the Issues Etc. widget that you can get at our website under the support page, issuesetc.org, click support, then we're reading your blog and we're considering it every week for Issues Etc. blog of the week. By the way, if it hasn't, you're not sure we really know that it does, email us talkback@issuesetc.org.
My pick is Dr. Gene Edward Veith's blog, Chronic, the Blog of Veith. It's a blog post that was written before General McChrystal's resignation, titled Military Brass and the Rolling Stone. Veith writes, America's top commander and his staff in Afghanistan are in big trouble for their disrespectful remarks about their civilian bosses that they made to a reporter from Rolling Stone magazine. The general has apologized for his poor judgment. This raises all kinds of issues. The administration's handling of the war, the necessity of civilian control of the military, military discipline. But what I continue to marvel at is how people are so free about opening up their inmost thoughts to reporters. Why would anyone on a military staff talk so openly to the Rolling Stone of all magazines? I suspect the comments sounded humorous at the time, part of a stimulating conversation with a cool writer. Now these guys' careers are over. I've seen the same eagerness to talk to reporters to one's ultimate hurt elsewhere. It must have to do with the strong ego susceptibility to flattery. My pick for Blog of the Week, Chronic, the Blog of Veith.
My pick comes from a blog called Babylon Falling that is one of the many things that comes out of the incredibly fertile brain of Reverend Jonathan Fisk, who's a regular guest on this program. By the way, Jonathan, thank you very much for the little kitten venue or vignette at the beginning of one of your latest YouTube offerings. He's written a blog post called, and it's a little late, but I'm still including it, End of an Age on Paradigm Shifts and Thinking Out Loud. I recommend it to all of you to read it. We'll have a link to this, by the way, at our website, tonightissuesetc.org. And he says, the point I'm trying to share is this. It is not institutions that are going to die. It is institutions that insist on the old paradigm as their paradigm that are going to die with the old paradigm. In this, the greatest hindrance will be, and always has been in history, those who confuse their old order with the essence of our existence. And it has a lot to say about protecting the institution at all costs. It has a lot to say about the foolishness of those who think that they just by what putting up a PowerPoint presentation, they have something to say. Just because there's something projected on the screen, they're actually saying something. Has a lot to say about the church today. I recommend it for your reading. The blog is called Babylon Falling, and the post I'm talking about is called End of an Age on Paradigm Shifts and Thinking Out Loud by the Reverend Jonathan Fisk.
We'll be talking a lot about the institution of LCMS, Inc. on the two-year anniversary broadcast on June 30th, I'm sure.
Yes, we will. That's Wednesday next week, isn't it?
Yes, and a quick email from Jim in Evansville, Indiana. He said the committee listed the overtures that were declined. That's where the Issues Etc. overture is listed in today's business.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, thanks to Anne for doing her best to try and rectify this, but it sounds like a careful reading of the Lutheran Witness on that matter means that, as I thought, and it is no surprise, and really, it's hard to take offense at this, given the water that's passed under the bridge, and maybe even the bridge itself having been washed away, that Issues Etc., that subject will not be a subject for the delegates to commend or not to commend when the LCMS meets in, 16 days? When we come back, hour two of Issues Etc., it's Friday afternoon, June the 25th.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.